try to stay in the shade when you visit your in-laws. Wear light-coloured clothing and avoid any kind of perfume if you can.
Es ist wieder Mittwoch und damit Podcast-Zeit bei Das PTA-Magazin. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum PTA-Funk, dem Podcast für PTA und alle, die uns zuhören möchten. Mein Name ist Julia Pflegel und ich bin die Chefredakteurin des Magazins. Unsere aktuelle Podcast-Folge der Serie Englisch für PTA beschäftigt sich, passend zum Titelthema in der September-Ausgabe unserer Fachzeitschrift, mit dem Immunsystem. Eine Kundin fragt in der Apotheke, welche Immuntherapie für Menschen mit einer Insektenallergie geeignet sei. Hören Sie den Dialog zwischen PTA und Kundin und frischen Sie ganz nebenbei Ihre Englischkenntnisse auf. Wenn Sie den Dialog mitlesen möchten, können Sie das auf unserer Website das-pta-magazin.de/englisch tun. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören und Liken nicht vergessen.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I've just seen an article on immunotherapy for people who are allergic to insects. Would you recommend this kind of treatment?
What are you allergic to?
I was recently stung by a bee and reacted badly. My hand was very painful. It swelled up to twice its size and I felt dizzy and sick. It frightened me.
Is it the first time you've reacted this way?
Yes, but my new in-laws keep honeybees, so it's unlikely to be the last time.
In that case, it sounds like an immunization against bee venom would be a good idea.
How effective is it?
It's highly effective in 80-90% of cases if the treatment is completed, and we're looking at about 5 years.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yes, it would start with very small doses, probably once a week, until a so-called maintenance dose is reached. After that, the injection would be given once every 4 to 6 weeks. This gives the body time to adapt to the bee venom and develop a tolerance.
What do I need to know beforehand?
If you got a cold, the flu, or a high temperature, you would have to postpone an injection until after recovery. The same would apply if you developed any other allergic symptoms, such as hay fever or asthma. Do you suffer from any diseases like heart disease, high blood pressure, or migraine?
No.
Are you pregnant?
I don't think so.
If you are, you shouldn't start treatment until after the birth.
Why is that?
In the rare case of an anaphylactic shock, there's a small risk for the baby.
What is that?
It's a severe reaction where blood pressure falls dramatically, causing circulation problems or breathing difficulties.
I don't like the sound of that. Can it be avoided?
That's not really possible, but it is a very, very rare side effect. Generally, the side effects are only mild, and your doctor may suggest taking a non-sedating oral antihistamine to reduce the risk of side effects.
What can I do in the meantime?
Try to stay in the shade when you visit your in-laws. Wear light-coloured clothing and avoid any kind of perfume if you can. Remain as calm as possible if a bee approaches you. I also suggest you consult your healthcare provider about an emergency kit, which contains an adrenaline auto-inject, antihistamine tablets or drops, and cortisone. You should always keep it with you.
I will definitely do that. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von Das PTA-Magazin. Danke, dass Sie zugehört haben. Wir freuen uns über Downloads, Likes und Kommentare. Auf Wiederhören, bis zum nächsten Mal.